The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companion hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." When he went throughout Galilee, the proclaiming the message in the synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Evidence is something we humans have come to value as important. For example, when a child has sugar over the mouth and has little or no explanation of what happened to the donut on the table, we know what happened because we can see the evidence on the mouth. So evidence is important when a person was accused and has to be condemned or convicted. So the evidence guides the jury to the guilty party. But sometimes this evidence is not always visible to the naked eye, but it can be real, like the DNA. I know it wouldn't surprise anyone to learn that we also value the testimony of our friends based on provided evidence. For example, my hands are super dry during the winter, and so they can get cracky and turn gray, so that's not good. But a friend of mine suggested this lotion that's called Curel for me, and that really helped. But the company is not paying me for displaying this. In our gospel story today, a lot of people came to see Jesus for healing. How did they know that Jesus could heal? Could it be that their friends suggested it based on evidence? If Jesus had healed you, wouldn't you go out and tell other people about it? If they are sick, if they have been looking for a cure for a long time, and they don't know, but they tell you this man can heal you, then you would absolutely go and tell them, won't you? So come and see for yourself. That's what we would say. Some had various kinds of diseases, and others were demon-possessed. They were all broken. Their spirits were crushed. Can you imagine? Can't leave their homes. They can't resume their normal day-to-day activities. They can't enjoy everything that they used to enjoy in life because of all that situations that are in their lives. But you see, in Jesus' presence, there is healing. So, and that's why I am suggesting to you Jesus' presence for your cure. There is so much in this world that leaves us brokenhearted with little hope to go on. And we need to bring our sighs and our anguish into the presence of Jesus by faith. And God's word tells us that Jesus defeated death and took our diseases and infirmities so that we can experience divine healing. So it's a mystery. And today, you and I can ask for this divine healing. And I call it holy exchange. See, we present our pain and our anguish to the presence of Christ, and we gain God's peace. You know, parents will tell you that they would gladly exchange the pain of their kids because it pains them to see their little ones suffer. Anyone who's a parent, they can agree with that. I am convinced that God is like that kind of parent. And my evidence is found in Psalm 147 that our very dear brother Vernon sang beautifully for us. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. The Lord lifts up the lowly, and he has pleasure in those who fear him. Now you see, that's exactly what Mark was telling us when after they were in the synagogue, they left the synagogue with his disciples, and they went into Simon's home, and his mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. And guess what? When we suffer, the compassion of the Lord is released, just like that parrot. The compassion of the Lord comes out in full measure, and she was healed in Jesus' presence. And immediately she began to serve. You would expect someone who gets healed to be in that space of convalescence, you know, gaining strength back after a while and then heal. But this person, after she was healed, she stood up and began to serve. Beloved, there is nothing like the healing of the Lord. But as you know, the world is still right now battling COVID-19 pandemic. And we are still on our knees here every week praying for the end of it. But also, coping with it has rather been raising other concerns, such as declining mental health. There is so much to bring out into the presence of God, just like we are here. There is so much we need to bring to the Lord. Pray for the protection of our church families. Pray for your own health. Pray for your friends. Present to God what has been bothering you. I don't know, maybe one of you, it's the back, your back that has been hurting. Maybe one of you is you wake up at 3 a.m. and there's thoughts and thoughts that are going into your mind and you want to go back to sleep and you can't because some things keep bothering you. Maybe another person is something that has been bothering you. This, we need to bring everything to God for the holy exchange. Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and weary. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And he also says to us, "Peace I give to you. My own peace I leave with you." That's his exchange that he wants to exchange with us. But these are difficult times. It's in a church like this one that we can learn how to cope, to lean on each other, to raise kids who can manage difficult times and not lose hope for the future. A sense that their lives can have meaning and purpose and value. And this community like this, you, this community that I love with all my heart, I want to tell you that you have participated in my own healing and wholeness, by being who you are in Christ. You have raised my hope to a new level, and I tell myself, I will be okay. Next obstacles won't be as bad as they were before. I am no longer alone. Your love for each other, your love for this family, your love for him and his love for you, that is my evidence that God's love is in our midst. So come to our midweek prayers. Fix your gaze onto the presence of Jesus. Seek God's healing. Receive Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And allow God to permeate every part of your being and heal you. Amen.